Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this video, we're going to talk about what is ego. Let's talk a little bit about what ego is. I'm sure you've heard about it. I'm sure you've heard people talking about the problems that the ego can cause for you. You've probably heard about ego death. You've probably heard about both positive and negative sides of ego. So let's talk about ego, and specifically, let's talk about how you can understand this concept and relate it to success and personal development, how to get more success in your life by understanding ego. All right, so what is ego? Ego is basically that aspect of yourself that you consider you. So that is when I say you and I say your name and you think, yeah, that's me. That is ego. Ego is basically your self-image of who you are. So ego is a complex construct in your mind. It's sitting both at the conscious and very, very deep subconscious level. So ego is that I that you think you are. It's the thoughts and the emotions that you are identified with. It's the beliefs that you think are rock solid and completely true. It's what you think reality is like. So that whole construct, and it is a very big and deep construct. It's like a gigantic iceberg, and only the tip of it, like the 10% of it is sticking out of the water, and the other 90% are all submerged, and really you don't know what they are. It's just operating, it's just working. So the ego is you, and the ego has a couple of features that it does. So the ego, the fundamental thing that the ego does is that it separates itself from everything else that's out in the world. So if you're coming from the ego, and this is 99.999% of people, including myself, is what you do is you say, okay, this is me, and everything else you look at as not you, right? That desk is not you. That other person is not you. That other country is not you. So you are very distinct. You are just your mind and your body, the skin that you've got, and everything beyond your skin is something else. So you have that very clear separation. This is something that you get as a biological entity, as an organism who needs to survive and depends on survival and reproduction. And so we as a species, and really every living organism, has a sense of this sense of I-ness, the sense of this is me, this is what's really, really important, and the other stuff, not so important. Sure, you can love your spouse, and you can love your kids, and you can love the business that you built, and you can even love your iPod or your iPhone, but there's still a big difference between that and really being identified with yourself. So the ego is that identification with yourself. Now, why are we even talking about ego? What's the big deal? Okay, so it seems that this is kind of an intuitive notion. Well, the problem there is that the ego is very clingy, and the ego is very self-preservational. And so what it does, especially if you're trying to get to higher levels of achievement and success and consciousness in your life, is that the ego tends to hold you back because it's got a lot of inertia and weight to it. And it doesn't always want to go out there and explore reality for what it really is. Because what's happened is that ego has been built up. Regardless of how attached you are to yourself right now, the fact is that you and your notion of you is highly, highly illusory and fictitious. And I know you don't want to hear that. And I don't want to hear it. The ego doesn't want to hear it. But it's a very arbitrary way in which the ego came about. It just came about through the experiences that you had in your early childhood and then early adulthood all the way up to now. And every experience that you had through your whole life from birth to this current day, this current second, has added something to your ego. And what it's created this giant yarn ball of all these different strands, all tightly interwoven. And now it's like an object, it's like a thing, it's got its own mass to it. And it's hard to reorganize that. It's hard to go in there and pull a strand out and create something actually useful out of it, something that's going to get you a better level of performance. And so that's what a lot of personal development is about working with your ego. Because if your ego is too big, and that's what we say when we say someone, oh, someone, yeah, he's got a really big ego. What does that usually mean? That means, yeah, he's a jackass, he's stubborn, he's not open-minded, right? And that's kind of what it is, but that's very surface level understanding of ego. A much deeper understanding of ego is that you've got these beliefs and you've got this big network, this ball of yarn, and that is responsible for all your behaviors, all your actions, all your beliefs, all your thoughts. And this is a very arbitrary thing. Even though we think that this is so precious that we can't change it, that if we changed our most cherished beliefs, then something horrible would happen, the world would collapse. And in reality, what happens is that the world would not collapse. Only your ego would collapse. And what would happen is that your ego would evolve to a higher level of consciousness, to a new state. And in that new state, if you do this process correctly, then that ego will be lessened. It will be less judgmental. It will have less boundary between itself and the rest of the world. It'll be more calm. It'll be less neurotic. It'll be more comfortable, and it'll be in a position to perform better. So you get better results out of your life when you numb that ego down and you rub it out and you kill it. And the ultimate end of this is the process and the state of enlightenment, which you can reach and which Buddhist monks, for example, reach after decades of meditation and contemplation, is that what happens is through a very rigorous training process, they literally numbed down their ego so much that they dissolve it, and they no longer have that boundary between themselves and the rest of the world. And they feel a sense of oneness that we can't even imagine. I have not gone through this process, although this is something that I'm working on actively right now. It's going to take me some time to get to where I want to be there. But they've gone through this process, and so now they have a sense of oneness with the world, with the universe. And that's what they talk about, oneness, that one-pointed mind, that enlightened Buddha mind. It's that you are no longer distinct from anything else. You see yourself as part of everything else, connected to everything else. And you no longer judge things as good and bad. And you no longer cling to your beliefs so much. And you no longer resist suffering. And you no longer resist pain. You just kind of go with the flow. And when you do that, well, you get a tremendous sense of personal power, control over yourself, emotional stability, because nothing can shake you. Because what do you care? You are one with the world. Literally, you do not care because you see as everything being part of you. You see you being part of everything else. So there is no good and bad. There is nothing that needs to be corrected. There is nothing that is distinct from you. Your body getting cut or even death is not a big deal because you're just part of the system. This is kind of a deep, deep, deep notion. The first time you hear about it, you might think that's kind of wacky, kind of far out there and metaphysical, and not really the thing for me. But the fact is that this is what happens. It's just that most people, this happens to everybody, I would argue. It's just that most people do not reach that complete state of enlightenment. What happens, though, is that throughout your life, whether you even undertake this process or you don't, you're going to be forced to adjust your ego to the circumstances that are happening to you. Except what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of resistance. So, for example, maybe you have a horrible breakup. You have a divorce. And that just has a big traumatic scar on you, on your ego. And now your ego has had to change to adapt to that pressure that was put on it. Or maybe you do meditation, and meditation makes you feel, you do a little bit of meditation every day, and that meditation makes you feel a little bit more calm, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more connected to the world. You're not completely connected. You've still got your ego, but it's a little bit rubbed out. It's a little bit numbed down. And so through this kind of process of just living life and learning about life and experiencing the ups and the downs, your ego kind of evolves. And it goes from the kind of ego that it was when you were a kid. Basically, it was all me, you know, yelling at your mom to come help you, to come give you some assistance, give you some pleasure, give you some safety and some comfort, kind of going away from that and becoming more responsible, more independent, more open-minded. And slowly, as you're exposed to more experiences in life, you become more and more open-minded. And you start to see that good and bad is really a more relative thing than you ever thought it was. And as you're getting that notion, and your ego is kind of expanding out and it's dissolving, you start to notice that it's easier to control yourself. you start to notice you're not so neurotic, you're not so anxious, you're not so worried all the time, your thoughts do not have a grasp over you, maybe you don't identify with certain thoughts the way that you used to in the past, simply because you've suffered too much from that. I mean, and that's basically what Buddhist monks do, is they sit for hours and hours every day for tens and tens of years until eventually they kind of just, their ego just kind of like it crumbles under its own weight, and then they get this relief. But I think all of us are going through that process. This is a gradual process that you go through. And so that is basically what ego is. And I think that, you know, all of us mortals, unless we're Buddhist monks, all of us mortals have a really strong sense of ego. And I'm not really expecting you to go out there and to solve that problem right now. I just want you to be aware of it. I want you to understand how judgmental you are. This is huge. How many judgments are you making per day? Track this. Just spend a day monitoring how much you're judging things. And by judging, I simply mean putting a value on it. Because there's two ways to go about life. One way, and it's a spectrum, but we're going to talk about the two poles of this spectrum, the two ends. One end is where everything is judged according to some sort of metric, some sort of value. So everything I look at, I'm like the Terminator. I'm scanning it, and I have like a target in my mind, and this target is saying, target acquired, good, bad, do this, do that. That's one way. The other way is to just be in life, be totally in the moment, and everything's okay. Nothing is bad. Nothing is good. Everything just is. It's being, right? Those are the two far ends of the spectrum. And most of us are somewhere in the middle, although I would argue much, much further towards this scanning and judging type of mindset. And in this scanning and judging mindset, everything that you're looking at, you're judging and you're evaluating. You know, oh, he didn't do that. Oh, he just threw a cigarette butt out the window. He's littering. That's bad. Oh, she told me that she didn't like my shirt. She was rude. That's bad. Or it's like, oh, she didn't approve of me because of what I said. That's bad. Or, oh, he did something here, which is good. And we go through our whole day and our whole week and our whole life like this, judging. Everything has some sort of purpose. Things that happen to us that are favorable to our ego, we love and we're excited and happy about. And the things that are unfavorable, we're depressed about, we're miserable about, we're frustrated about. And so what happens is that we go through life in this up and down, playing this up and down game, this whole game of chasing after things that are good and avoiding the things that are bad. And as your ego is dissolved and you see yourself as more part of the whole universe and just start to take in the being and be more in the present moment, then you start to disidentify with that and you move away from the judgment and you become more at peace, more calm, more your natural you. You raise your level of consciousness. So that's ultimately what ego is about raising your level of consciousness. I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm signing off. Please, this is a very deep and fascinating topic. Leave me your comments. Also like this and share this. That's why I release this content for free. And then of course, if your curiosity is piqued by this and you want more tips, techniques, and strategies for how to work with your ego and how to really shape it into something that makes you a really happy, awesome, successful kind of life, then check out actualize.org because there I have a lot of exclusive content. I update it weekly with free videos similar to this one. You can go and sign up to my newsletter there. It's free, and you will get them every week.